Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be all right and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace to a place where
you are listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Luke Rodriguez, a Jesuit priest from Mumbai, India, working in Rome as coordinator of Christian life communities around the world. He was born and brought up in a traditional Catholic family in Bombay. He is the second of the three children, and incidentally, all the three are priests, and one is recently appointed bishop. Last week, Father Luke spoke about his life, faith experiences, and his mission. And today, in the second part of this interview, he speaks about his personal life and his encounter with the youth around the world. Our faithful witness of today, Jesuit Father Luke Rodriguez of Mumbai, India, shares with us his personal life, faith experiences, and his encounter with the youth. Father Luke, welcome back to Vatican Radio. A very personal question. Have you encountered any difficult situation where your faith came as a help?
Yes, certainly. If I look back and look at difficult situations, I could think of several ones. But again, for me, the most difficult one which was faced by me and my whole family was the death of my father when we were quite young. We were three boys and I was 10 years old. My younger brother was just 8 and elder brother was 11. So we were just the three of us. We had lost our father at that time. And it was a difficult time, very difficult emotionally, financially also. There was a strain. And yet somehow I saw, well, my mother, my grandmother, my aunt, all of them. It was not a moment to be despairing about whether God is good or not. It was always taken that, well, this is something that has come from God. Let us be grateful for the times when we had daddy and the love we shared. That was something amazing. And today when I look back, I see how beautiful that was. Rather than becoming bitter, rather than being depressed with the situation, which was, as I say, quite a tough situation emotionally at the level of family and also financially, the emphasis was, let us be grateful for a beautiful life which was received and for the love which we received through that. And so what could have been a difficult moment of crisis, and which was in a way, was not something which developed into a full-blown crisis, but which developed in an important stepping stone in faith. And I think once again, I say this is the family helping me also to see that, not just at that moment, but looking back right through my life, not to look on it just as a loss, but as an important moment in my growth and a moment even to be grateful for. I think then that thing of gratitude and God's goodness was something that got deeply ingrained into my faith and which helps me to overcome other difficulties which have come up. The fact that to be grateful to God and to know that the goodness of the past which God has shown will continue to manifest itself. And so the crisis is just one small difficulty, but we round that corner and we find God waiting with more gifts and more blessings.
It is amazing to see in such a depressing situation, your family were able to see great rays of hope.
Yes. Obviously, when I'm putting it today, I'm kind of summarizing it.
Yes.
There were deep moments of pain and sorrow and, you know, grief and all of that, yeah, and a struggle. And but what I'm saying was, this was the overall thrust which won through, which dominated. There were obviously the moments of grief, and I don't mean to, you know, push it aside. You know, that has stayed with me.
And possibly your mother must have thought her mission is to bring up her children.
Exactly. Yes. She was a school teacher. Then she had to take up a job in the bank because daddy was working there, and they offered her very kindly a job there. I must also mention here the important role played by the whole Christian community, the parish, people in the parish, and also an organization called Marriage Encounter. My parents were members of that, and we received very strong support from the couples in Marriage Encounter. And I would like to acknowledge here my gratitude to our parish community, the priests, nuns there, but very particularly these couples from Marriage Encounter.
Now, back to your ministry. Response to this particular Ignatian spirituality which you promote?
Certainly, the response is very enthusiastic. Because many lay people say, hey, why didn't we know of this earlier? Mm-hmm. It would have been so nice if we had been introduced to this earlier. Remember, Ignatian spirituality was Ignatius's path to God, the experiences of Ignatius. He experienced primarily as a lay person. And all that experience of his at Manresa, and you know, when the spiritual exercises were born, were with Ignatius as a lay person. And so it came from that source. And when it's offered to lay people, they're definitely very enthusiastic. They realize that this is a spirituality which can be done by busy people on the run, sort of, you know, along the way. Mm-hmm. And so definitely there is this, as I say, people are hungry for it and want more. If at all I say there is a regret I have, it is that we don't have enough of people offering it in modules that can be appropriated by laypersons. Very often what we offer is, by its very structure and the way in which we offer it, gets limited to priests and religious. But to be able to take the spirituality and offer it in ways where lay people can easily get it. They can attend the programs. Our programs are geared towards, you know, maybe just the priests and the religious attending it, not with lay people in mind.
Primarily, I guess the Ignatian spirituality is a lay spirituality, right?
Exactly. It's just that I'm saying priests and religious today have more opportunities to go into it. The lay people don't have those opportunities, and perhaps we are not thinking enough of how to make it available to them.
How many young people are there in your organization, since there is a feeling that youth are not interested in religious matters?
Well, regarding young people, yes, that is a challenge. And CLC, Christian Life Community, also faces that challenge. Yes, we do have young members. This is particularly seen in countries in Latin America. We have young members in the Philippines, in Vietnam, and in a few places in Europe too, such as Portugal and now a little bit in Italy also, in Lithuania. We do have young members. However, getting the young people to come into CLC to be stable members within the association is a challenge. Somehow, there is a reluctance towards commitment, a reluctance towards structures. And maybe they've just not tasted enough the fruits of belonging to such an association or belonging to the formal church as such. And I think for us as priests, as religious, that remains a big challenge. So if the young people have not been attracted enough, it's not that they are to blame, but I think we have to also look and say, what did we do where we didn't offer it properly? Obviously, there's a treasure we have to offer, you know, the experience of God in Christ Jesus. And have we not offered this treasure well enough? That's the question we need to ask. Yes, we do face that challenge, but I'm also happy to say that we also do have young members. That not only gives us hope, but it offers us models which we could try to replicate in other countries where we are struggling to get youth.
If you say that you have already the young people, they could become the catalyst, right?
Yes, that does happen. And it's a kind of a dynamic cycle which helps. We see that happening in the countries where there are. But in countries where we do not have young members at all, the struggle is to get in the first few. Once we get them, then it's easier to invite more.
The young share this spirituality, you say, from your dealing with them?
We realize that they do want to be very strongly connected with God in the midst of their struggles. In some way, these youngsters also realize the benefits of being connected with the structures of the church, because they find in that solace and guidance for their own life. And so when they actually do come to the experience of this spirituality and then become members, the experience is positive. We must also realize that there are difficulties in terms of people at that stage searching for a job, changing residence, etc. And so sometimes young groups are not very stable for these reasons.
Possibly the modern social media might help them in that.
That is right. I must confess here with some amount of shame that perhaps as an organization, we have not used social media enough. There are a few who use it, the youngsters, but that's used very much on an ad hoc personal basis. As an association, we have not taken strong enough steps to use media as an evangelical tool.
What is your message for the people of India or South Asia?
Keep searching for that Abba experience of yours, for that experience of God personally loving and caring for you. In a way, I would say don't search for it outside. Search already in your past experience because you have it already. Discover that, hold on to it deeply and see in that that God cares for you. And you will see ahead also, as experiences unfold in your life, that they're further confirmations of the fact that God cares for you personally.
Thank you, Father Luke. That was the second and final part of an interview with Father Luke Rodriguez, a Jesuit priest from Mumbai, India. You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Jesuit Father Luke Rodriguez from India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.